السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين والخلص من أصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. The very first chapter in the Holy Quran after Surah Al-Hamd, Surah Al-Fatiha, that is Al-Baqarah. In the beginning of this chapter, Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asserts the connectivity and the relation and the association of Islam to previous religions, to earlier religions and faiths, to Judaism and Christianity. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ, those who believe in what you have received, which is the Holy Quran, وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ, and what earlier prophets and messengers of God has received from their Lord. وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُقِنُونَ, and they establish their faith in the hereafter. And this tells us a lot. In the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, there is a powerful statement that's in the beginning of the Quran, the second page of the Holy Quran. Allah says there is a strong relationship between Islam and other religions, and that Islam is mukammil. Islam is an integral part, an integration, completion. I'd like to use this term, completion, rather than nasikh, mukammil. Nasikh, abrogating, it could bring a negative connotation. It could mean that Islam is destroying everything previous religions brought to the humanity, which is not the case. Islam is not destroying everything other religions brought to the humanity. Other religions, they established the base, the foundation, at-tawheed, monotheism. شَرَعَ لَكُم مِّنَ الدِّينِ, this is in the Quran, in Surah Ash-Shura, شَرَعَ لَكُم مِّنَ الدِّينِ مَا وَصَّى بِهِ نُوحًا وَالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ. So the journey begins from the time of Nuh. مَا وَصَّى بِهِ نُوحًا, والذي أوحينا إليك وما وصينا به إبراهيم وموسى وعيسى أن أقيموا الدين ولا تتفرقوا فيه. So the foundation of monotheism was there before the arrival of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Islam came to integrate and to fill the gaps. There were some gaps created and some broken also. Broken covenants with God. Broken covenants. Allah took the oath from us. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. There was a covenant between all the creation and God thousands of years ago. Am I not your Lord? They said, Bala, you are our Lord. They believed in monotheism. So, but unfortunately, because of politics, which does exist at every time, with every community, these covenants were broken. So Islam came to fix these broken covenants and fill these gaps, to integrate other religions, not to destroy them, to integrate them. There was khalal, defect in them, so they were recalled, like Toyota when they recalled 300,000 vehicles, to fix them, not to destroy them, but to fix them. There is khalal, there is defect. This is exactly what happened with the Christianity and Judaism and other traditions, because they diverted from Tawheed, the notion of Tawheed, the principle of Tawheed. Islam came to re-emphasize this and bring them back to the path of Tawheed. شَرَعَ لَكُم مِّنَ الدِّينِ مَا وَصَّى بِهِ نُوحًا. So Islam came to protect and shield other, the faith of God, and to give direction, to give and rationalize and polish other religions, and to refine them from what? From khurafat, from myths and superstitions. There were many myths and superstitions that were associated and invented in other religions, in Judaism and Christianity. The job of the Prophet was to cultivate and protect and polish these messages, the previous messages and the previous books, from these superstitions, to take them back to the pure monotheism. At-Tawheed al-Khalas, that is dissociated from myths, from Trinity, from worshipping other than God. That is the job of Islam. Islam is an integral part to other religions. Did not come to destroy, but it came to fix other religions and remind them that you have to worship God. Go back to Allah. Do not submit. اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله. They took their monks, their priests, they took Jesus as a Lord beside God. Islam came to warn them and bring them back to the pure and authentic monotheism. Tawheed came with a version that is certified, authenticated. And it's unaltered, pure, unaltered of God's, and final at the same time, final. In the same way, my friends, follow me. In the same way that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to save other religions from khurafat, from myths and superstitions, Ahlul Bayt came to save Islam itself from superstitions, from deviation, Ahlul Bayt. Because again, we had the same story in Islam. After the death of the Prophet, the same story that happened to Christianity and Judaism and the tradition of Ibrahim and the tradition of Nuh, It happened to the Muslim Ummah. They were heading into the wrong direction. Superstitions were created, myths, bid'ah, innovations were created in Islam. Ahlul Bayt came to safeguard Islam. Thus, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Al-nujum amanun li ahli as-samawat wa ahlu bayti amanun li ahli al-ard." Stars are safety and security and protection for the inhabitants of heaven. And Ahlul Bayti, my family after me, are safety and security and protection and immunity for Islam, for my community. They protected Islam. This is the tradition, this is a pattern, my friends. It's a pattern with every prophet when he leaves his community, bid'ah, innovation, alteration, corruption starts to creep in and change the direction of that faith. It happened with all messengers, with no exception. And the Prophet is again no exception. قُلْ مَا كُنْتُ بِدْعًا مِنَ الرُّسُلِ. I have the same story like Jesus, like Moses, like those who were before me. And Allah says, the Prophet is like those who left before him. Whatever they happened for them, it will happen for him. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهَا الرُّسُلِ. Why did he say قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهَا الرُّسُلِ? There is a reason. Otherwise, he should have said, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ فَإِنْ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلًا قَلَبْتُمْ. But he said, قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهَا الرُّسُلُ. Prophets came before him. Why did he say this sentence? It means that everything that happened to those prophets before him, it will happen for him too and his community. What did happen for previous prophets? Bid'ah, innovation, alteration. Sometimes after their death, sometimes while they were still alive, imagine Musa leaves his community in the desert of Sinai for 40 days. وَوَعَدْنَا مُوسَى ثَلَاثِينَ لَيْلَةً وَأَتْمَمْنَاهَا بِعَشْرٍ. God said to him 30 nights. But then when he was there, God said to him, I'm going to extend your visa here another 10 more days. Why? He couldn't say to him from the beginning 40 days? He could. But that was a test, because Musa said to his community, I'm going for 30 days, so wait for me. Do not leave me. Do not leave your tradition. Do not leave God. So God wanted to test Bani Israel to see if Musa is delayed for 10 days, what will happen? And this is exactly what happened. 70,000 of them, they left the tradition. They said, Musa is gone with the wind. Musa is not coming back. 10 days, only 10 days, not 10 months. Then they started worshipping the calf, which was made of gold. ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلِ. They diverted from monotheism within 10 days. It was a test. So it happened to Musa while he was still alive, not dead. People changed their direction. And it happens with every prophet, including Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some people left Islam while the Prophet was still alive. They went to Ethiopia. When the Prophet asked them to go there, وَتَنَصَّرُوا, they converted to Christianity. What does that tell you? It tells you their Islam in the beginning was not true. Like many Islams that we see today. It's not a true. It's a surface Islam. It's an artificial Islam, not genuine Islam. So if he or she gets an opportunity to go to other religion, they will go. I know many Muslims in Orange County, in Southern California, in California, in America, they reverted from Islam to Christianity. Why? They tell you the treatment there is much better. The church is more beautiful, more elegant. People are more polite. It could be true. Yes. Yes, true. It could be true. Some of the fault we have to accept. Some of the responsibility. When people leave Islam, Muslim leaders have to accept this responsibility. They are not doing enough. They are not doing good. Al-Islam al-Mu'amala, al-Din al-Mu'amala. People do not go and look into the book which one is a true Christianity or Islam. People look at you outside. Look at your treatment, how the way you treat them. If you treat them well, they bypass the book, they don't look at it. But if you treat them bad, even if your book is good, the best, they don't care about it. They care about mu'amala, your treatment. The mu'amala of some Muslims today is terrible, I'm telling you. Terrible, sub-zero. Sub-zero. Muslim governments, Muslim communities, Muslim families, Muslim individuals in America. If I was a non-Muslim, I would not be attracted to Islam today, believe me. I wouldn't have been attracted to Islam because of what I see in Muslim communities. Beginning with the smallest thing, cleanliness, nadafa, is missing. It's missing. Do you want to see how Muslims are careless about nadafa? Go to Hajj. In 2 months, go to Hajj and see for yourself. See for yourself. The other day, I saw a documentary about Harley Davidson's community. The motors, the bikers. I saw a documentary on CNN. When they gather in an area, hundreds of them, they gather in an area. After they finish their ceremony, they clean the area completely. They clean it. It becomes spotless, the area that they gather in. Spotless. They have people who are responsible. They don't throw trash. Others, they come and they collect it before they leave. This is Islam. This is true Islam. And go and look at Muslims when they gather in an area. See what happens. We had this problem every night after Ramadan, iftar in our area here. Here, we had a problem with the neighbors. We created harassment for our neighbors. People who are fasting, they break their fast, they don't collect their trash behind them. This is not Islam. We are not going to invite people to Islam. This is why our masajid, where are the converts? Empty. And if you were not Muslim yourself, your father, your mother, you wouldn't have been here today. الدين المعاملة الدين المعاملة النظافة الإيمان. Cleanliness is the spirit of faith. The way you present yourself, the way you carry yourself, this is deen. Otherwise, who comes and reads the books? Who cares about books? Today, people care about treatments. Treatment. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. Allah says, we have to carry ourselves in a responsible manner. So Ahlul Bayt protected Islam from deviation and corruption and alteration. مَثَلُ أَهْلِ بَيْتِي فِيكُمْ كَمَثَلِ سَفِينَةِ نُوحٍ. The resemblance of my family among you, my community, is like Noah's Ark. مَنْ رَكِبَهَا نَجَى. Whoever was lucky and fortunate enough to embark on that ark survived. وَمَنْ تَخَلَّفَ عَنْهَا غَرِقَ وَهَوَى. Those who were left behind and they were arrogant and they refused, including his son, غرق, they drowned and they perished. Ahlul Bayt are the safety, the security, the safeguard, the protection of Islam. This is why Ahlul Bayt are important. And this is why when someone told me, why do you mention Ashhadu Anna Aliya Waliullah? I said, because the wilaya of Amir al-Mu'mineen is an integral part to Islam. If you take Ali and his wilaya and Ahlul Bayt out of Islam, Islam is going to collapse. Islam is going to collapse. Islam cannot continue. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asri inna al-insana lafi khusrin illa alladhina amanu wa amilu al-salihat. وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلّى بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. Several heartbreaking and unfortunate incidents took place during the last 5 days. On Sunday in Baghdad, there was a very horrific bombing that claimed the lives of more than 300 people. Many of them, they were burned beyond recognition. They cannot recognize their remains. Seven huge buildings were completely destroyed, with all the inhabitants inside. Some of them were dining, some of them were shopping, some of them were visiting family members. And the responsibility was claimed immediately, minutes later, by ISIS. Many others are still wounded, heavily wounded, in the hospitals. Yesterday, another shrine in Balad, north of Baghdad, the shrine of Sayyid Muhammad, the son of Al-Imam Ali al-Hadi alayhi salam, was bombed, and about 50 people were killed yesterday, again by ISIS. And these atrocities are continuing because of two reasons. One reason, ISIS is still being financed and supported by some countries, some anti-Islamic countries, who are still giving them and supporting them in the media. If you turn to some Khaliji TV stations, they are the spokesperson for ISIS and Al-Qaeda and radicalism. So as long as this support is coming, and America and Europe are not doing anything about it, then you expect many more unfortunate incidents would take place, not only in Iraq, but in Syria, in Yemen, in Egypt, and other places. The second reason, because the government of Iraq is incompetent. People who arrived there 13 years ago, still the same faces. A tragedy that happens in Europe, 20 people die, the minister, the prime minister, they resign. In Iraq, hundreds of thousands of people die and the prime minister is the same. And he says, I want to stay longer. And the minister is the same, and the cabinet is the same, and the MPs are the same, and the officials are the same. Why? Because they became desensitized to the killing of the innocents. Desensitized. When the heart dies, Allah says in the Quran, very simple formula, ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكْ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةً. When the heart dies because of sins, continuous sinning and violation against God, against the humanity, the heart dies, the conscience dies. So even if they see the biggest tragedies, they're still there. They are there in charge. And they do not take the responsibility. Same thing happened with Saudi Arabia last Hajj. In Mina, more than 4,000 people died within 1 hour. Until today, the Saudi government does not claim any responsibility. Neither they said we are sorry. Never they said we are sorry. You say, Qada Allah, if you want to blame, why do you blame Sultan or Salman or Fahad or whatever? Blame God. Always in Saudi Arabia, when there is a catastrophe, Qada Allah. God chooses this for us. Qada Allah. But when there is a success, it's not God, it's the king himself or his son. See? And also, the cycle of violence, I think, is reaching America, because yesterday 5 police officers were shot and killed in Dallas as a reaction, unjustified reaction, to the killing of some African Americans, which was also unethical and justified. African American have been for the last several years, or I would say several decades, the target of racism in America. We have to face this. America is beautiful, but there are some people who do not want it to be beautiful. Some racists, some bigots, who do not want to keep this country beautiful. They want to create havoc in this country, like ISIS. Sometimes an ISIS could be Saudi, and sometimes American, white American, Christian American. So they target those poor African Americans with some minor traffic violations. Very easy. Pull the gun and hit him, put the bullet in his head, because he has no value, because he's not a human being. They have no respect for African Americans and other minorities. And then you see the revenge. The revenge, which is unjustified, nobody would accept that. Law enforcement should not be targeted. You see the revenge yesterday. And we are sorry for both, and we condemn both acts. When you target African American unjustly, this is strongly condemned. And also when you target the police officers, it's condemned. And nowadays, a police officer anywhere in America, he is busy not to protect his community, but to protect himself, believe me. And this is not good for the country. A police officer should put all his effort and concern and intention in protecting the community. Men, women, civilian, children, not on protecting himself. He should be loved. A good country is where the police officer is beloved by the members of the community. They love him. They love him because he's a man of justice, a man of peace, a man of security. But when the image is changed, he becomes a target. When he uses his gun, not in the right place, not to kill the criminals, but to kill and target the innocents, definitely people are not going to like him. And people, they stereotype. When one police officer does something bad, people are going to consider the whole department, everywhere in every city, as a bad city, as a bad officers. And this vicious cycle has to stop. The answer to violence is not another violence. The answer to violence is hikmah, is wisdom, is forgiveness, is to try to find a solution, radical solution. America is suffering, I am telling you. America is suffering because the politicians are a crook in this country. The politicians, they care about their seats, not their constituencies. The same thing in the Middle East is the same story. Same story. Here in the Middle East, under the banner of the king and the sultan and the political party, here under the banner of democracy. Democracy. They have to get together. When you hear the rhetoric between the politician here accusing each other, you know, this is not maturity. This is not political maturity. They are taking the country in the wrong direction, and they are responsible for that. God has given them this country, America, as a gift. They are destroying it. Rather than protecting it, they are destroying it. Same story that we have in the Middle East. When justice is absent, this is the case. These are the results. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring maturity and understanding and righteousness to the political leaders everywhere, inshallah. We have on Sunday this picnic. The Shia Muslim Council of Southern California are organizing about 10 Shia Islamic centers here in Southern California are organizing this picnic on Sunday in Fountain Valley. You can get the flyer outside from 10 a.m., 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. So, inshallah, we will see you there. This is a gesture of unity and understanding and recognition between the followers of the School of Ahlul Bayt. And bring everybody, bring your Sunni friends, your Christian friends, your whatever, maybe inshallah they convert there inshallah when they see the food. And also we have the youth camp. This is again something very good that we are creating for the young generation who are going to be the future leaders inshallah in this country, which is August 11th until 14th on the beach, on the ocean inshallah, overlooking the ocean, very beautiful sight. So encourage them to register for this. Allahumma akhbar lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat tabi' allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat innaka mujibud da'awat. Allahumma ansur al islam wal muslimin. اللهم وحد كلمة المسلمين على الخير والبر والصلاح والتقوى يا أرحم الراحمين ومن على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية وعجل في فرج إمامنا وقائدنا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.